Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential. I'm your host, Austin Price. Tennessee spring practice is underway. The baseball team continues to play really well under Tony Vitello. It's a great time on Rocky Top. Let's bring in Spires and Vol Club's Will Watkins. Will, I know you all want to get more and more local businesses, either at the state level or just locally in Knoxville, to work with. How's that been received, and how do we get, you know, the Vol Club reaching out and getting more and more local businesses involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's something that's a big area of focus for us in 2023, trying to bring more value to the businesses across the state and Knoxville specifically. You know, I think there's a lot of value for working with these athletes, and these guys and girls on campus are really excited to be building these relationships and working with local businesses. So we want to try to get as many involved as we can. So, you know, we're just hitting the pavement and trying to find as many businesses across the state as we can to get involved with the athletes here at Tennessee.
You saw, you know, recently, you know, Nico Iamaliava, he got a deal.
Yep.
And Joe Milton close to getting the deal.
Yep.
Locally, you know, kind of take me through some of those, the inner workings of some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody go buy some Force Factor products, you know. So Nico got that deal done with Force Factor and Walmart, which is great. You know, he's a very marketable kid. People are excited to work with him. A ton of interest in Joe. We got some things on like the 5-yard line that about to get pushed through. So, you know, we got a lot of businesses reaching out to us, and they're calling to try to get involved with these athletes. And so we're just trying to pair them up where that makes sense and get as many deals for these athletes as we can.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we'll get you out of here on this, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you had a bunch of the athletes out on Dr. Seuss Read Across America Week, reading at local schools, reading to you know, second graders, third graders, fourth graders. How important is that, and how did you kind of see the players really kind of gravitate towards that? Because at one point or another, they were that second grader, that third grader.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that runs through our 501c3 volunteer legacy, and it's a great way for us to partner with charities across the state. And this one was, you know, a lot of schools across the region. So we had a bunch of athletes out there, and honestly, right now, that's where the athletes love spending their most time. It's probably what gets them the most excited, being able to go back and give back to those kids. You know, like you said, they were those second, third graders. So when they get to go out and hang out with those kids that look up to them, that's a huge opportunity for them. So the athletes love getting those opportunities. So anything like that we can do, we try to do that and give back to these communities.
Yeah, well, I'll be a Vol Club member. Cool signed autograph memorabilia. You get these cool pullovers like Turtleson with the Vol Club logo on it. And if you're part of the Secret Society, the one with the little feather on it, that's some top-end stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you here soon. Now let's bring in our two marquee attractions for this episode, and that being BYU transfers Keenan Peely and Gabe Judy Lally. Keenan, Gabe, thanks for coming in. When you're sitting there playing at BYU last year, I'm sure you thought we'll probably be teammates again, but not at BYU. So kind of take me through two separate decisions, but you guys ultimately end up at the same place. We'll start with you, Keenan.
Yeah, it was cool. I think I entered before the bowl game. He entered after. My process was pretty quick. I think like maybe a week and a half I was committed, so maybe 2 weeks. But yeah, going through that process, transfer portal, it was hectic. It's like recruiting on steroids, and everything's going on in this small amount of time. So it was cool. It was interesting. And then he entered the portal and ended up here. That was cool for me. I already knew Gabe, so that was nice for sure.
Keenan committed. Nobody knew it was coming. It was great, except for me. And it would have been that gateway with Gabe, but Gabe's drawn, it drew out a little longer. And then some fans started to find out. All of a sudden, it was on, you know, it was on our message board more and more, and I kept trying to, like, ignore it. And eventually, that has, like, you know.
It was
but
leaking.
It was leaking. That's right. I think it started leaking from like the UCLA people.
Yeah, yeah, that's what thing happened. But essentially, just like Keenan said, I wasn't gonna enter the transfer portal. But then you know we had some coaching changes and such, and I thought that I had to do what was best for me, and so I entered after the bowl game, like right before New Year's. And the process was the same. It was about a week and a half for me as well. And because some of the other places I was debating on going started school way earlier than Tennessee, so I had to make the decision between then. But, you know, I didn't make the decision in mind with, like, having people that I knew out of school, but it's nice, you know, at the end of the day to make a decision, have somebody that you already know, so the transition process isn't as hard.
All right, we got one over here. He's been around the block a time or two. You had to go on a Mormon mission. You're older. Mm-hmm. You're 24. You turn 25 yet?
Not yet.
Coming soon to up. Be 25. You'll soon to be able to rent a car. He's married. Then this one started at Vanderbilt. Went to BYU for about 6 months and now ends up at Tennessee. You both have played in Neyland Stadium before. Yes. What's it like to play in Neyland Stadium as an opponent?
Pretty crazy. I always reflect back on that time we played and how it came full circle, because that was the first year I got back from my mission that I played at Tennessee. BYU came here, and all that I remember is the people were super cool, super nice.
Until BYU won.
Probably. Didn't see anyone after. But the environment was crazy. Crazy environment at Neyland.
What about for you?
I guess my experience is a little bit different, because going at Vanderbilt, it's a little bit of a rivalry, right? And my freshman year, we had just beat Tennessee 3 years in a row. So it was like we were going to Neyland, and I remember we were driving underneath the bridge or something like that, and we were just getting pelted. Like, our bus was getting hit by a whole bunch of stuff, and I was like, what is going on? And they're like, oh, this is, like, very much regular. But it's fun. It was a good environment. Both games have actually been really rainy, so, like, a lot of people left after a half both times that we played. But, you know, the worst part actually about playing Neyland is that you guys cut off the hot water versus any time we play at the end of the game. So, like, we would lose and have to take the coldest shower in the world, and it was the end of November. So it was just, like, not much fun by any means.
So did it stink or freeze? Take me through getting here, kind of acclimating to Tennessee. What have you enjoyed about it since you've been here the last couple of months, and what's it been like?
It's been super smooth for me. Being married, it's always, you know, another challenge. You
sure.
Got to bring another partner with you, and my wife's enjoyed it as well. It's easy for me having football, having a team, and somewhere to be every day. Smooth transition, not hard at all. But to Knoxville, it's super great place. I think we've enjoyed that. It's like such a relaxed environment. Kind of fits us, and starting to get into the scene a little bit. Still trying to figure out the fishing scene. That's what I like to do, and some of those type of things. But it's been good so far.
Yeah, honestly, it feels more normal here than where I was before. You know, it was a little bit of culture shock. So it's nice if you get back into some semblance of things that I'm used to. I know Tennessee pretty well because I was here for 3 years prior to that. But it's nice. Everybody here is really supportive and such. And my family likes coming out here. So it has been good overall.
When some guys on the team want to roll to Nashville, are you like, yeah, that's I know lots about that. Let's roll.
I definitely know a lot about it. I always explain Nashville as, it was great to be there for 3 years and get my degree, but, like, I would never want to, like, live there. It's just, like, so much is going on, and it's just going to continue to keep going that way because of what's going on over there.
Sure.
So it's a nice 2-3-day visit and then, you know, get out of there. That's for sure.
You come in, we all going to make everybody's going to make the grandpa jokes. I'm sure you catch a little bit of that with the team. But you come in as kind of this veteran guy in a room that is really young outside of, you know, Aaron Beasley. I mean, it's all kind of freshmen and then early enrollees that, you know, should be finishing up their high school career. Mm-hmm. What's that like in that room? And do you feel like you can kind of impart some wisdom on some of those young guys like Arian Carter or T-Land or Jalen Smith?
Yeah, it's been good to get to know the guys. I feel like, you know, they're teaching me. You know, I'm learning so much from these guys over here. And whatever needs to be done in the room, or I hope I can impart some type of wisdom or knowledge in the 5 years I've been playing. But really, I'm just grateful to be in the room, be around those guys. Those guys are some studs and some ballers, and I'm grateful for it.
What have you guys enjoyed about Brian Jean-Marie and Willie Martinez?
you know, Coach Willie is just a man with, like, a great personality and, like, care for everybody in the room. It doesn't matter. We got a lot of guys in the room because we meet as DBs together. But Coach Willie could tell you something important about everybody in the room, which is something that, like, I really appreciate regardless of the amount of guys that we got. And he's going to hold us to the standard at all points of the day. It doesn't matter what's going on. And so it's good because, you know, sometimes people get lost in the cracks with so many guys on a team and especially with so many guys in one position. But Coach Willie makes sure that everybody feels, you know, loved at the end of the day. And that's what you need when you get to this type of stage and you got a lot going on. So it's good to have those types of people.
Yeah, similar to Coach BJ, I think that in the little time that I've known him, him as a coach, is he really cares about the players, like really cares about who we are, what we want to do with our life, our future, and what's to come. And, you know, you can go to him with your goals and you know he's going to keep you accountable in that way because he's very energetic and he'll get on you if he needs. But really, that, I think that's the biggest thing in Citadel so far is that he's a coach that really cares for the players and what you do on the field and what you do off the field.
If there's one thing that you could take from BYU and implement it here as part of the culture that you thought was worked well for what BYU did, and maybe you could work well here, what would it be? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think everybody, it's a copycat game. You know, one school does this in recruiting, 15 other schools start doing that because it worked for that one school. You know what I mean? Like, is there something you feel like, that, you know, you could do it, bring from BYU to Tennessee that, you know, would be good?
I think something we focused so much on at BYU was trying to make a lovely, like a true family environment. And when you say brotherhood, what does that look like? When you're the guy next to you, I call him my brother. Or, well, what are you willing to do for your brother or sacrifice in your life that you need to for the team? And I hope, you know, they are already doing that. And hopefully we can transition that part. That's a piece I love that I take from BYU in my time there is that love aspect and that true family and brotherhood.
Yeah, though my time was short over there, I also was at Vanderbilt before, like Keenan hit it on the head. The love aspect's big over there because I had just walked in and I felt like I'd been there for 5 years just like him. And I think that if you could bring that in anywhere you go, especially here at Tennessee, but anywhere in life, it just will make everything go more smoothly. And I see the guys on the team, they all hang out. They all, you know, love each other. But translating that love to the field also will just, you know, get us to bigger places than even they did this past season, I think.
So as you roll through spring practice, what do you want to get done this spring? I mean, starting spots aren't won in spring ball, but you can obviously take a step towards that. What do you want to get accomplished in, you know, through these 15 practices?
Yeah, I want to become a better athlete, better player on the field, and better studier in the film room. I think during spring ball and most importantly, getting to know the guys and building the culture that we need to and getting accustomed to how things are here in Tennessee. I think that's a big thing I'm looking forward to in spring.
Yeah, I guess kind of the same aspect of Keenan. But, like, I want to be able to understand the guys that I play in with on the back end, especially the guys that play safety and star. Because, of course, at corner, I do my certain thing, but I have to understand who's going to help me and where. I want to be able to know what guys like to call when we're in certain situations so I don't ever have to worry about we were on two different pages because, you know, playing DB, miscommunication is the reason why you get beaten a good majority of the time. So if I'm able to be on the same communication scale with everybody on the field, I think that'll just, you know, roll over to the football season and, you know, eliminate some of the mistakes that I've made through the film watching that I've seen this past year.
You guys feel like you guys have gotten closer because you knew each other walking in the door? Maybe not necessarily super close at BYU, but maybe you're closer now because you kind of had that commonality?
Yeah, we laugh about that sometimes. We're closer here than we probably were at BYU, to be honest.
In what way? What have you learned about each other?
I don't like I Keenan said that funny. Like at BYU, like it was Keenan's more place. You know, like he'd been there and such. So Keenan, I'd be like, you just used to hang out with everybody in the corner. I never talked to you, and I was like, do you ever speak words? That's essentially what I said when we first came to Tennessee. He was like, yeah. He was like, I'm just comfortable. But I mean, I got to know Keenan and Keenan's wife, got to just understand his story a little bit more, which is good because we're going to be on the field together. And Those are the things that, I mean, I've gone over to his apartment. We got to hang out, and especially at the beginning when I didn't really know as many people on the team, it was nice to be able to not like just hang out in my apartment by myself, because that was part of the reason why I also left BYU, because I didn't really do much over there. So I wanted to be able to branch out and do more here. So it's been nice.
What players have you connected well with since you got here?
So I feel like I've connected pretty well with, like, you talk about like Beasley and a lot of the linebackers in that room. I hope to build stronger connection with the younger guys, I think, is what I want to do. But yeah, for sure those guys.
Who's impressed you most out of the younger guys?
Impressed me most? A lot of them. Like, Arion, he's crazy athletic, for sure. Ben Bolton, too. He's out there with the athleticism and just pure raw talent. Yeah, for sure. Those two.
What about a corner?
I'd say Jordan Matthews, if I had to be 100% honest. He takes the film room to the field really well, and he's not afraid to ask questions, which is, I think, a big thing with guys that are young, is either they think they know everything or, like, they're too afraid to ask the questions. And though he might not ask him to Coach Willie, he'll ask him to me, BT, a whole bunch of other guys, and he'll translate that to the field. But I think all of them are learning on their own scales, and I think spring ball will be good for them. You know, Ricky, he's crazy athletic, and I think Christian Conyer just figuring it out right now. Once he figures it out, it'll all come in droves for him. But Jordan Matthews, for sure, I think he's a cut above right now, but everybody's doing their own thing.
Helps his dad played in, you know, at LSU, and he's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you've got somebody to kind of lean on about, yeah, you know, how to approach things, as you said, not being afraid to ask questions. What's the best thing you've learned about Knoxville to this point?
Best thing I learned about Knoxville.
That you did not know, even back to your official visit, any of that. Because, I mean, you're going to see what, you know, anytime you take a visit, Alabama, Tennessee, McNeese State, wherever, they're going to show you the best parts, right? Uh-huh. What have you found when you went out exploring with the wife or exploring with teammates?
Found a lot of good food, for sure. I didn't know it was as nice as it looks. Like, I feel like once all the greens here, it's going to look super nice in Knoxville.
You want to get on the lake and go fishing, man. I mean,
yeah, I know.
We're getting warmer. We're getting warmer.
I'm getting there. But, yeah, for sure, those things.
I'd say, yeah, food, because I'm a big food guy. But also, like, I thought the weather here was going to be really bad, like, the whole time. Because, like, Utah, first of all, is horrible. I hate the snow. It's just absolutely horrible. And then,
yeah, we don't ever get snow here.
It's 10 degrees warmer here than it was in Nashville, which is so much nicer, because it got pretty cold and pretty yucky in Nashville. So, like, I like that it's been pretty sunny the last couple of weeks, and it's just been, it just makes the overall, you know, vibe a lot better.
I think sometimes too, the plateau, which is over here, the Cumberland Plateau, kind of blocks some of the wind. Like, the wind hits Nashville, I think, a little more, which is why you get tornado warnings a lot more in the mid-state than you do here. I think it kind of kill some of that, so thus you don't, you know, if it's 55 and the wind's blowing 20, it's not really 55, right?
Exactly.
Whereas if it's 55 and there's no wind, it's still 55. When you look at this team, what made Tennessee the right fit to want to come play here? I mean, obviously the success last year, they win the Orange Bowl, they go 11-2, but when you're making that decision, and you've got multiple years left, but you don't, how are you kind of weighing, like, you know, because I mean, like, you could easily make the bad decision. I mean, every year the recruits that go to the wrong school and, you know, end up switching around. How do you do that when you're older?
Yeah, especially being a one-year guy, it's kind of tough. That's why I said that process was so condensed and fast. I was like, man, this is a tough decision. But really, Tennessee, I think the relationship I had with the coaches from the jump is what helped me a lot. But then when we came on the visit, wasn't planning to commit on my visit or do any of that. Being around the people in the program and feeling the culture here is what really drove me to do that during that weekend.
You just got that feel, that vibe.
Yeah, once I felt the feeling, I went and talked. I remember they dropped us off at the hotel, and I went to my wife. I said, "What'd you think?" She was like, "I know." And I was like, "Okay, I'll do it." And then I committed like, shoot, like 10 minutes later.
Most of the time you're trying to impress the mom in recruiting. With Keenan, you're trying to impress the wife in recruiting. What about you?
Though I do have 2 years left, I made it with the decision of, like, only really wanting to come and play 1 year.
Sure, but you got the wiggle room if you need it.
Yeah. same thing. And my mom was the deciding factor. She's a good people person, right? And she understood that this was going to be the place that was going to get me to where I want to go, you know, academically, football-wise, and just, like, life. I did go to other places after that, but I had, like, the itch and inclination the whole time. Even though I'd gone two places next, I was like, I kind of already know where I want to go. And, you know, playing in the SEC, like, I've now witnessed playing against other people, and it's just, like, the caliber of people here are just significantly better. And if you want to go make that next step to go play in the NFL, you got to be here, if anywhere else. I know I'd gone and visited Pac-12 school. I'd gone and visited Big 12 school, and then we played independent. But playing, you know, at Vanderbilt before, the guys in this league are just way better. And so if you think that you can make the next step, then you got to show it every Saturday in this league.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You were at BYU for so long. How much do you... I don't mean, that's not even the old man joke. I'm just saying, but like, you've got the developed relationships. As you told him, you felt comfortable there with certain things. How much have you picked up the phone and called some of your old teammates and just shot the bull with them? And then just kind of, you know, because you want to keep those friendships alive, you know?
Oh, yeah. We keep those relationships strong, and we'll call all the time. You know,
do they ask about here?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Asking what Tennessee like, what's the team like? You know, all things like that. They know what it's like. BYU, you're at a school, you know, 30 kids are married, and a lot of those got kids. And like, what's it like at Tennessee and the SC? So it's funny. We're on the phone. We all call and talk about those things.
Has the wife been able to find her little niche here? Because I think that's important,
getting
right?
There. Yeah, yeah. That's super important. Yeah, she's getting there. She's huge into fitness, and she's meeting some people in the area, and she'll probably find something to do out here. Yeah. Keep her busy. She'll like that.
All right, we're going to go a little rapid fire, both answer. Not long answers, though. They don't have to be one or two words, but they don't need to be 3-minute soliloquies. Morning person or sleeping in?
That's a tough one. I can do both. It depends when I fell asleep. It depends when I fell asleep.
During the week, morning person, but weekend, always sleeping.
Yeah, got to catch up.
What's one item you always bring, or one item you always keep in your fridge?
I have nothing in my fridge. I only get the stuff from the facility, so I guess water.
Ice cream for my wife, about it.
What kind of ice cream?
Anything like nutty. Pecan, pistachio.
Butter pecan. What's an unpopular opinion you stand by?
I got a ton. I can't think of it right now.
Okay, I'll give mine. When I was at BYU, everybody believed that like California had the best high school football, but I think that Texas has the best high school football, bar none. I'll die with that on my death stone. That's what I think. Unpopular opinion.
My unpopular opinion? I can't think of one. I don't know.
Favorite NFL team?
Raiders.
Don't have one.
You're a Texas kid and you don't have a favorite NFL team?
I was a Tom Brady fan through and through, so like I guess wherever Tom Brady played, but I don't have a favorite NFL team.
Favorite sport other than football?
Basketball.
Trek.
Jordan or LeBron?
Kobe.
Hey.
LeBron.
Kobe? No Kobe's in here?
Dante Thornton was LeBron. Was Kobe. Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics?
Summer all day.
Yes.
One thing you love to do in the snow, even if you hate it.
I used to be an extreme snowboarder, so like I like to snowboard, but I just don't like being cold.
Snowboarding?
Yeah.
Actually? Oh, nice. Most I've done is sledding, so.
Best first date idea. You don't answer this one.
Well, I mean, I have a long-term girlfriend right now.
Well, that's okay, but you're not married, though.
Best first date idea.
What did you do with this girlfriend on a date?
We went and... I love sushi, so we went and got sushi.
Okay.
And we, like, ordered, like, omakase chef style. And so he brought out whatever he wanted to for us, and so it was good. And She was
impressed.
New to like the sushi style, so she would try some new stuff, so it was good.
All right, now, you're married. Take me through first date.
First date?
First date with your wife. When did you know? See, this is different. Like, we normally have these kids on here. They're sure not married. We can go down a different road here. When did you know she was the one?
I think it was the, like, our third or second date. I think, as weird as that sounds.
No, doesn't sound weird.
As that sounds, yeah. And then we got married, like, a year later, or proposed. But anyways, first date, picked her up, axe throwing, dessert, like a ice cream chocolate cookie thing. And that's it.
Did she beat you in axe throwing?
Probably. I don't even think I can't remember hitting it the right way, so.
It just kept bouncing off.
Yeah.
You guys like darts?
I like to play darts, yeah.
Yeah, I like darts.
Cool. You were quick on that.
Yeah, I'm going to have my fair share of darts played with the boys before.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's the most competitive teammate you've met here?
Come on, lad.
Competitive. Go Pack.
Pack Garland?
Uh-huh.
I actually meant to go morning person or sleeping in. You guys practice in the morning. What did you do at BYU? Is it morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
I'll be interested to see what you think morning practices.
This is not the earliest I've had practice before, though. Like, it was my first 2 years at Vanderbilt. We were on the field at 6:30 in the morning. So this is, like, perfect time.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not too...
This is kind of nice.
Yeah.
It is, man. Nice. Trust me.
I like the schedule.
You're home, especially being a married guy. This is actually nice for you. Yeah, you know, I mean, nice. Like...
You're done by 12. Like, done 12:30, 12:50, 1 o'clock. Yeah.
What's this, you know, school look like for you now as an older guy?
I'm in graduate program. I think he is as well.
Yeah, you both graduated.
Yeah,
doing a graduate program.
But like, how many hours of semester are we talking about for that?
I think 9. I think I'm in 9 right now.
Yeah, I'm in 9. I just go to class on Tuesday and Thursday, and then the rest of the week.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you truly are done. You will be done it.
Yeah, and then even when I go to class on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm done at 2. So, like, it's very, very feasible, and I go get recovery for a majority of the rest of the day, so I'm not good and ready for the next day.
What do you enjoy about Smokies?
Smokies is the best food I've had.
There's like three anywhere. Different. Yeah, there's three different dinners at dinner. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to. There's like a thing here, thing here, thing here.
So you cook options.
Over there. Yeah, options.
Like if it's you nice. Say you don't like it, like that means you didn't try to go get something that you can literally make your own food there. So you can make something you
what
like.
What do you make? What you know what I mean? Like what? What's one thing that they don't have every day that you're like, it just sounds good. I'm gonna get that.
The day I usually cook is on the stir fry day. That's when I cook the rice meat.
When they have like personal pizzas, I do the personal pizza.
Oh, day. Those are like, good too.
Those are really good.
What's your go-to pizza?
Spinach and chicken.
That look.
Spinach and chicken. All right. I'm a meat lover. So there's sausage, you know, pepperoni. Call it good. Oh, and bacon.
When you got to college, what'd you weigh?
When I first got, I was a safety in high school. So when I got to college, I was, maybe 200.
And you're now 240.
Yeah.
What about you?
240.
151 pounds soaking wet.
And now what are you?
Jeez.
I was 189 today, I think.
So you put on almost 40 pounds.
Yeah.
What's mom and dad say about that? Like when you show back up and they've not seen you in a month or two and you put on 25 pounds?
They probably tell me why you didn't do that sooner.
When I first came home, it was 6 weeks later and I had gained like 37 pounds in 6 weeks. And my mom was like, you're fat. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, your face is chubby. And I was like, I just put on weight finally. She goes, oh, that might be right. So that was good.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
That was fast.
I was a big boy.
I tell you who continue to hear good things about adding weight this off season is Caleb Herring. Oh, yeah. He came in at 206 and he's up at 230 right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Have you guys noticed much about him?
I didn't notice the weight thing. I saw everyone at once, meeting everybody.
Sure. So
it's hard to pinpoint what it was, but yeah.
Is it hard to keep up with? I mean, because you all have so many. I mean, especially you literally learned 100 players at BYU, and 6 months later, you're learning 100 new players here. Is it hard to kind of keep up with, you know, teammates and names? And
I wouldn't say that, like, the names and such is pretty easy. It's just like learning a whole bunch of defenses, right? It's more or less like actually getting to know everybody. Like, I could probably tell you what certain person's name is, but I couldn't tell you, like, really, like, much of anything about them. So it's just more or less building those, like, actual relationships with a lot of the guys on the team.
Much like the recruiting class comes in, they kind of they've known each other from junior days and recruiting visits and such, and they kind of stick together. Do the transfers do the same? Like, I mean, like, you know, when I had Dante on last week, he talked about how he hangs out with Omar Norman Lott, John Campbell. Mm-hmm. All of those guys are new transfers this offseason. Do the transfers tend to gravitate towards each other just because they're coming in? Or
maybe a little bit.
I know you hang out with your wife all the time. What are you talking yeah, about?
I already got it.
I don't know. I guess, like, though I'm not married, I kind of, like, my girlfriend comes up almost every weekend, so I hang out.
From Nashville?
No, she goes to grad school in SMU, but okay. She's from home. But, you know, I hung out with Keenan a couple of times, but the DBs got together, so the DBs hang out a lot together, so it's been nice to hang out with them.
Through winter workouts, where have you gotten better?
I think overall body and health, for sure, in winter workouts is been my main goal, main focus.
I definitely say like speed, like more burst from the get-go, because we do a lot of, you know, programming the body to be able to get out in and out of breaks and just like starting off in the 40. So I think overall speed has really gotten better.
Do you have a feel for the tempo yet? I mean, is there something you can do during winter workouts to understand, like, you know, maybe not during real games you'll see this tempo, but during practice going against this offense, this is going to be boom, 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 boom.
The tempo of the offense are you yes. talking about? Not yet. I haven't. I actually played versus Coach Heupel in his offense before. Yeah. That thing is fast. Yeah, I'll say that. It is fast, though.
That's right. When he was at UCF.
Yeah, BYU UCF. Played BYU played them COVID year. And we played versus that. It was really fast.
You glad all that's behind us from a standpoint of, like, having full crowds? I mean, like, just because.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just like, especially when the SEC like came out that we're gonna like shut down football, and I was just like, there's no way that we could do that, right? And then like the first game I played at Texas A&M, and there was no such thing as COVID over there. It was 95,000 people, and then the rest of the season to having zero people, it just like didn't feel right to be playing football and playing in the SEC. Like going to Neyland and like. There's nobody there. Yeah, at
like
all.
20,000 people.
Yeah, and you just look up and it's just empty. It's just super hard to be able to play the game. But I'm so happy it's over now because, you know, we get to experience this thing and fully rocking, especially after last year.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite years, though, not gonna lie. BYU was kind of fun. It was kind of fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. what did you know about Tennessee before you got here? Anything?
Much.
Did you know, like, players that have played here, any of that stuff? What did you know?
Not too much. I had a cousin here who played a little bit ago, Mapu, but...
JT's your cousin, huh?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So how often have you talked to him since you...
He called me when I was on my visit here. Yeah, he called me right before I was doing, before the photo shoot. He's like, I gotta come out there. Come catch a game. But, you know, that was a cool little connection here.
Sure. I don't even know that part of this. What about you?
I mean, of course, you know, Eric Berry and Peyton Manning and such. But, like, I didn't really know how, like, deeply rooted the culture was. But, I mean, I knew enough because it was a rivalry for when I was at Vanderbilt. And so a lot of guys, there's like a couple guys that are at Vanderbilt that decided to flip from Tennessee that went to Vanderbilt, ironically. So they told me what they knew, but it's been nice to get to, you know, be rooted in it now.
That was interesting coming to Tennessee. Is the whole like Southern football culture? I didn't even like you kind of hear about it, but like being here now, man, they love football. Like the fans and the area around here, like you just hear about it when you're in the West Coast.
And you've not got to experience it. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you get a little bit during spring practice. That'll kind of whet the appetite a little bit. But this fall will be, especially coming off 11-2, this place over here will be hopping every Saturday. And I know you guys will be excited for that. Two key additions out of the transfer portal heading into this 2023 season, Keenan Peely, Gabe Judy Lally. Guys, we appreciate the time, and good luck this spring and good luck this fall, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.